at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Craig suggests Deep Purple's knocking at your back door because of the line, Craig.
Sweet Lucy was a dancer.
Yeah. And Lucy's your grandma. In this situation.
That's harsh.
Lucy's your grandma.
Yeah, I'll just answer that guy.
She danced for Deep Purple.
She did dance for Deep Purple.
In just a second here. She was a dancer, but none of us a chancer,
because she was a samurai. By the way, before we talk emails helping this guy out, she's gorgeous. We just looked at her. Yeah. She's what every guy in her 20s or 30s or 40s wants.
More so in their 50s, 60s, and 70s.
I was going to go there. I wasn't done.
Was the Deep Purple in our system? Or do we have to go to our personal collection?
Oh, no,
for that?
I'm sure.
No, that was in there.
That's a rock song.
No, okay. I didn't know it was in the regular rotation.
I have another one we're going to play, not Deep Purple, another song that we're going to get to.
I mean, that's a good song,
but
if you're playing that one, you should also be playing Blackout.
Blackout, right, yes. Yeah.
I don't understand why that makes it.
Jim sucks, play Blackout.
Blackout gets cut.
Yeah. Jim hates Blackout.
Yeah. You know why?
Easy explanation.
Because he hates us.
He hates us.
Yeah.
That's the reason.
And can you blame him?
Right. Yeah. If we weren't touting Blackout so much.
He'd be jamming it.
He would be.
Yeah.
But he's avoiding it simply because we like it.
Right.
All right. First email. Then we'll get back to that guy. About the ESPYs. Ryan watched the ESPYs. If you guys find a clip of Brooks Koepka and his girlfriend Jenna Sims.
Oh, we know she's hot.
Yeah. Sitting in the front row. She's wearing a bright pink dress. With her cans halfway out.
I found pictures.
Okay, cool. Yeah, post those. Because his girlfriend is hot.
Yep. Okay, it's his grandma that was a go-go dancer, not her grandma. And his grandma smokes all his weed.
I got a nip shot, too, by the way. You see that? Who is that chick from the ESPYs?
Megan.
Well, that's her.
Yeah. Rapinoe.
Oh,
really?
Nice cans.
Yeah, there was a slip.
Yeah, big time. Look at it right there.
She was wearing a jacket and no shirt.
Oh. Yeah, that's her. Yes, she was. Good for her.
Yeah, we're used to seeing them with the... smashing their boobs down with her sports bra.
Without ever getting into it. Now, that's worth equal pay right there. All right, so more people helping out with the guy?
Let me see. I got to go back and forth between the... Charles says the phrase "don't stick it in crazy" comes to mind.
Easier said than done.
But they're so fun. But just remember, you can't fix her.
No.
Have fun, but there's another less crazy around
the
corner.
She has to fix herself. She has to grow up herself, right?
But yeah,
For her kid.
You'll never forget your first crazy chick
because
that leads you to other crazy chicks.
Yeah.
Because it's fun for a while.
Right.
And then after 30-some years, you get the idea.
Well, the crazy.
That they're kind of high maintenance.
Yeah. And if they're old and crazy, you want to be around them anyway. Oh, Jesus. She's old and crazy. Not quite as hot when you're old and crazy as a Craig.
Yeah, a lot of young and crazy become old and crazy.
Yeah, all of them do.
No, not all. Some can fix themselves.
Yeah.
I'll give credit to some. But generally,
but they always get old, though.
You're probably right. Well, that's a fact
of life.
That's
the nature of the beast, right?
No avoiding that.
No avoiding that. If you're lucky, you get old. Let's go with that.
Yeah.
But our son that gave us a buzz there since we raised him, you're going to do what you do, bud. But yeah, take care of her today since she's your responsibility, but have a hard conversation with her about maybe slowing down the Harvey Wallbangers.
A hard conversation?
Yeah. Well, you might be having that today.
A difficult conversation.
Yeah. She's loving him today because, thanks for taking care of me.
No, she's sleeping it off today.
Yeah, when she wakes up, there's going to be some fun.
And when she wakes up, she might be a little crabby. I wouldn't count on today being a good day.
Yeah.
But she should
give her a drink or two to fix
herself.
She
should be grateful.
Get a Bloody Mary into her.
Good one, Todd.
No.
Grateful.
She should be grateful because she'd be in jail if it weren't for him.
Yes. And she might be dead, too.
Oh, and that, too.
Yeah.
A Harvey Wallbanger.
What's in that, Craig?
A cocktail made from vodka or gin.
Yep.
Okay. orange juice, and Galliano.
Yeah, that's that tall bottle that's in the
sweet
back.
Sweet stuff.
That's why it was called a Harvey Wallbanger.
Yeah.
It's that huge bottle on the back of the bar.
My memory of the Galliano.
Yeah, that's an old drink.
It comes in a bottle that, well,
cone.
My dad had one in his office.
That's Mad Men drink right there, Bruce.
Right,
Harvey
it was
Wallbanger.
About 3 feet tall.
Yep.
Never drank it. Never drank it. And every summer, swarms of ants would be surrounding or climbing up the Galliano bottle.
It was sweet.
Because it's sweet, sweet liquor. Liqueur.
This here says it's a kind of a vanilla flavor.
A sweet herbal liqueur.
Okay.
Yeah. Never
That's what put her down,
Never
man.
Tried it. Because I had a bottle of sloe gin waiting in a snowbank for me. Some 30 herbs, spices, and plant extracts.
You know, she's looking at them half drunk.
Is that still around?
Yeah.
You still see it in the back of the bar?
Yeah, some bars. I don't really. Well, you know, that's a great conversation with Petey because he knows what that bottle looks like.
Well, but apparently,
I remember my grandparents having a bar in their basement, and there was a big bottle of that in the back.
You need it for the
and
wall banger.
And that's why it's called the wall banger because of the bottle. I think we did this story before years ago. Why is it called the Harvey wall banger? I think it's because that bottle was always up against the wall. I don't know. I could be wrong.
I got it here for like $40 for a 750.
Okay.
Little pricey.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
that's
not
a lot
cheap.
That's a lot of soiled ones to pay for that.
But it goes a long ways.
How much she bring in a night? That's something you got to look at. You know, this guy's a young guy. Probably not getting rich at his gig. If she's got a high-paying stripper gig, that's more money for everybody.
Right. Where can we watch the wall bangers? Is that on A&E?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
With crazy anti-vax chick. Speaking of crazy.
My wife went to one of those in Minneapolis.
A Wahlburgers?
Yeah, she said it was just like an unbelievable burger. Unbelievable.
Well, they don't get that many locations without it being somewhat
exactly
good.
Yeah, you're right. The name doesn't carry for that long.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
She said it was great.
Plenty of celebrities have opened restaurants.
Yes.
Yeah. And you don't get that many locations unless you have a reality TV show.
Exactly.
Well, that helps.
Well,
it helps a lot.
It helps. Wait, but I would also, that's a chicken and the egg.
Yes, it is. Sure. Yeah, the burger ain't good. It's not going to last.
You're not getting the TV show unless you've got a big empire of burger locations either.
I don't think they had a big empire when they first started doing that.
Did they?
No.
I thought they started to expand.
Once the show took off. They may have been in expansion mode when they got the show.
You have a reason it's called a Harvey Wallbanger?
No.
Okay.
There's some dude named Harvey kept going to the bar.
That could be it.
Tom Harvey.
Yeah.
Beyond that, I couldn't.
Got it.
I couldn't read past the beginning of the article. According to folklore.
That's hard to say. Folklore.
You okay? Choking over there?
It's hilarious.
Yeah. It is, isn't it?
Funny as hell.
It was actually. That was kind of funny.
That's comedy right there.
Yeah, it is funny.
Donato?
It's folklore.
I don't know who Donato is. Invented the Harvey Wallbanger in 1952, named after a Manhattan Beach surfer and regular named Tom Harvey.
And where's the Wallbanger
about whom we
at?
Can find nothing.
Where's the Wallbanger part? Harvey's one thing, but where's the Wallbanger?
Now tell me about Tom Collins.
Yeah. We've been having way too many alcohol discussions, which I'm always fine with.
Need more drinks named after random guys.
Oh, Harvey supposedly got so drunk he started running into walls.
Okay.
There you go.
That'd be it. And so do strippers, apparently.
But then it goes on to say, no sane person believed that story.
I don't know why that's in my head about that bottle being, since it was so tall, it was always in the back row up against the wall. And maybe there's, you know, some of those stories, there's different versions of why it's called that, and you never find out which one's right, you know.
Yeah.
But we know it could knock down a stripper. That's for sure.
Yeah. It also may have just been a corporate collaboration because this dude worked for Galliano.
Got it.
Vodka and Smirnoff.
All right.
Came up with this thing.
You'll have to try one.
He is feeding us some more information.
About his lovely lady. Once again.
She makes quite a bit more money than he does.
Just dancing.
Yeah.
Does he want her to keep dancing besides the money? Is he a jealous guy? Is he just a jealous guy, Lennon would say.
That's a good question.
Yeah,
I'll await his response.
Because I think it'd be very easy to fall in love with a stripper because there are always a lot of them are good-looking girls, and you're into them because it's a fun time, and then you realize, oh, you don't want her grinding on other dudes. And that's just a male psyche, you know?
Yeah. But there's obviously some guys who can handle that.
Some guys, yeah.
I mean, there are guys who are married to porn stars.
Yep. That's a whole other level.
But you never
hear about just riding your crotch in a club.
Right. The 40-year marriage to a porn star.
Well, you don't read about 40-year marriages anywhere.
No. Good point.
Police in Denmark are facing a new challenge when it comes to drunk drivers. In Copenhagen, they arrested 28 people for driving electric scooters while under the influence of alcohol or drugs.
Oh, all those scooters are downtown. I was down at the old market here, in downtown RCA during the College World Series. They're everywhere. There's a ton of those things. And I saw college-age kids just whizzing up the street because you're not allowed to be on the sidewalk because that's where people walk.
Right.
So they're just whizzing down the street. So I'm thinking, some of these guys got to be buzzed.
No, they were all sober.
All of them are sober.
Sober's a judge.
Are a lot of them on the sidewalk anyway?
You can't. No.
No, you get in trouble.
In fact, I saw some car yelling at a guy in line. You know, the traffic was amazing. It's always kind of crowded down there. You might, if you don't live here, you see it on the ESPN all the time. But there was people yelling at some guy on his scooter, and he goes, hey, dude, shut up. I'm not allowed to be on the sidewalk.
Because when I was in Denver, they're all over the sidewalk.
Yeah, they're all the sidewalk in D.C. too, but I think it's because the monuments are all in these big areas. But in our downtown, the sidewalks are for walking.
Yeah,
for walking.
They got blasted if they were on the streets in Denver.
Yeah.
I saw signs in downtown Chicago, inside the loop.
Yeah.
I didn't see any of the scooters.
Yeah.
Well, they had some in different places, but there were signs on the sidewalk saying if you were on a bicycle and you were over the age of 12, you could have your bike confiscated and
if
be
you're on
fined
the sidewalk.
For riding on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Now he says he doesn't mind that she strips.
Where's daddy at?
Out of the picture.
Of course.
Yeah, he mentioned that earlier.
He's not even anywhere around then. I mean, he doesn't show up to kick ass,
take names.
Does not sound
like he's involved at all.
All right. How long has he been dating her? I keep throwing these questions, but I got to find out more. Is he the surrogate stepdad as of already?
He's been good about answering.
I know. He's listening live.
Because he's listening in real time.
And can we see a photo without the little hearts over the nipples?
So they're in their early 20s.
Both of them, yeah.
Yep.
23 and 22.
It's not going to last, but have fun.
Well, see, that's the thing.
Yeah.
If you look at the relationships of people who are in their early 20s,
yep,
the percentage of them that make it is very slim.
It's got to be slim.
Yeah, I wonder what the number is.
What's going to happen in the end, Craig?
Oh, it's going to end horribly.
That's what Craig tells young people that work here when they're dating people.
Well, when he first meets them.
I can attest to that. Getting involved very heavily when you're in your early 20s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, everybody I know. I mean, I know some guys that married to their high school sweethearts. Other than that, most guys dated a bunch of girls in their early 20s and all of them ended horribly.
Right. I can think of very few examples, but there are some,
yeah,
you know, who stuck with the high school sweetheart all through college, and they're still together.
Or technically a college sweetheart if they're in their early 20s.
Yeah, all together, you know, still to this day.
I know a couple people who that worked out for.
Yeah. Me. You met in college, yeah. You did.
Me.
Yeah, yeah. So far.
Yeah. She's...
Don't forget what he said.
Yeah, what?
So far.
I know. Any day she could wake up and come to her senses. I realize that.
No, you guys are fine. But once again, you're an anomaly.
Been talking to her since October. Oh, he had a previous stripper girlfriend. Lost her in an accident. It's become a little more serious the last several weeks, and I would not mind being the stepdad.
Another car accident?
I don't know.
I don't want to know.
No.
He's dating drunk strippers. Maybe that's his problem.
No.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
No.
Well, you know
fine.
I'm right. You just don't
that's
want me to
fine.
Say it. What, dating drunk strippers?
Yes.
As long as you don't have the keys.
Yeah.
Our son's had a tough life there, man.
He has.
You lose a girlfriend, and no matter what she does for a living, that young. It's pretty. That's pretty sad.
Now the little hearts are covering up two pierced nipples. Two pierced nipples.
That's we got no problem with that.
No, one, two. Yeah. We don't care.
Three.
Is he saying, "Dad, you're creeping me out now"?
As long as there's two.
Hey guys, you raised me. Now you're creeping me out. Checking out my lady. We're down there this weekend with a dollar hanging out of our mouth at the same strip club. Hey, what are you doing here? I hang here once in a while.
Yeah. It hangs out of your mouth.
That's not going to happen.
Right. Pierced nipples were not a thing during our chasing days.
They weren't.
I don't recall.
No, you didn't see them much. No.
No. So I'll see all I can now just to make up for it.
Sure.
That's only fair, isn't it?
It's only right now.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Hurricane watch out for Louisiana as the second storm of the Atlantic hurricane season is expected to form in the Gulf Coast today. It's already pumping out a lot of rain. 6 to 7 inches of rain fell on New Orleans yesterday, setting off a flash flood emergency. Now they're worried about levees being breached in the area.
Yeah, when you're 6 inches above sea level,
There's
nowhere for that water to go.
They say it will likely become a hurricane tomorrow, reach the shore Saturday there in Louisiana.
Could affect anywhere else? Or is that the target?
No, but it's going to go straight up Louisiana. I saw that. I don't know how far it's going to go up.
Straight up the Mississippi?
Yep.
Yeah, it kind of looked like when I was looking at the AccuWeather last night.
Yeah, it kind of looked like it was making a hard right turn and going straight north.
Yep, straight north, yeah. Right.
Weather Channel doesn't have weather at night. You got to go to AccuWeather out of State it's College, good to, Pennsylvania.
Good to know.
It's kind of like Headline News. Remember when Headline News was around?
It's, yes. It's still on.
And they would no, but they don't do the same thing. Headline News does a bunch of crap now.
It used
to be half-hour newscast.
Okay.
Just news. And sometimes if there was no breaking news, they would just run a tape from an hour ago.
All right.
And that's what AccuWeather does. If there's no breaking weather, they just throw in the tape from whatever happened. What did we have last hour?
Should you ever say, "I've seen this" and turn it?
Right. I do.
Geek.
I've hung around. It's like, oh, okay, I saw this segment.
Rerun.
It is a rerun.
Yeah.
Twitter's new hateful conduct rules now include dehumanizing speech against religious groups. They said that they will remove tweets that target specific religious groups. They said any previous tweets with offending language would be removed but would not cause the account to be suspended. This rule change comes at a time of rising violence against religious minorities around the world. Some organizations believe many attacks are inspired, at least in part, by hate speech on the social media.
I read an article yesterday where there's I forget what country it is, but, you know, Buddhist or pacifist, but there's a group of hard-ass Buddhists now killing Muslims. So even the Buddhists are going crazy.
There is.
And a section, a very small section. But all organized religion is stupid.
I've heard about that.
Can I type that?
Is
that hate speech?
Violent group of Buddhist monks or something.
They're crazy.
Kicking ass somewhere.
And they're killing Muslims.
Oh, is that who they're going
after?
Yeah,
that's the headline I saw, yeah.
So this happened to Christy the other day. This is one of those stupid Facebook enforcements.
All right.
I mentioned her. She lost her brother. Mm-hmm. And a bunch of people are commenting on her post. And she's trying to get back to them rather than just a mass, hey, thanks for all you.
Right.
She wanted to reply to all of them individually.
Right.
So just quick thank you, reply, quick thank you, reply. All of a sudden, boom, you're going too fast. We're going to shut you down.
What do you mean?
Well, they must have thought she was a robot or something. So they said, you can't comment on this post.
Nobody's ever
going
to tell me I'm going too fast on that because I can't type that quick. Hey, you need any help.
Even if you're typing exactly the same thing 100 times.
Also, you would not respond individually to about 300 comments.
No, I would not. No. Hey, I got a response from her, actually, yeah.
Oh, okay. That must have been before they shut her down.
Yep.
I think she's a much better person than most people because I wouldn't take the time to respond to 300 individual comments. I would just put up one mask.
Yeah, I'd go ahead. Thanks. I know that's a nice fish. Yeah. Thank you.
And conversely, if I had commented on someone's post like that, I don't expect a reply.
No.
She's going above and beyond at a time when she doesn't really need to.
And I still think the like button should be something different because she, somebody died. Like it.
No, they got the little cryy face now.
Yeah, but I don't do the cryy face. I think that's condescending.
Well, if somebody dies, I think it's appropriate.
Yeah, I like it. I don't like when they die. I just like the button.
As long as you don't give them the ha-ha face.
No, I don't do the ha-ha
that's
ha
not,
face.
That's not okay.
No. LOL doesn't work either. You got to forget where you're typing in.
You got the angry face, the cry face, the shocked face, the ha-ha face, the love, and the like.
I like the stripper
face. Can you do two or three at the same time?
Nope.
Nope. One. You got to choose one. You can only pick one.
Because you can be shocked and sad.
I just put the American flag up.
Or shocked and happy.
I just put the American flag up.
I know, but you can only do it one at a time.
Flag. Just put the American flag up. You're better than anybody else. Yep. That's what I do.
Sean Clark out of Spartanburg, South Carolina, had to be arrested this weekend after a woman says that he was in her yard and fondling himself after she refused to hire him to rake her leaves.
I got your rake right here.
How old is Sean?
Sean, 46.
See, a leaf raker is a guy, that's a teenage gig.
46-year-old leaf raker from way back, Sean Clark.
I'll show her.
Yeah, for some reason, I would have cut him some slack if he was like 19 or 20 or something. But 46, I go, you're too old to be doing that.
Of course you would have. Certainly you would have.
Of course you'd have watched him.
Well,
you're
19. I mean, I would have said youthful indiscretion.
Just masturbate in my yard. That's cool. Right. I don't think you realized what you were saying there, puss. Yeah.
No,
of course you cut
him
some slack.
He was trolling for a 19-year-old leaf raker come the fall.
To masturbate in his yard.
He doesn't mind.
I don't rake.
He doesn't mind.
You're 46, pull your pants up. That's what he always yells. Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.